Welcome, humans, aliens, insects, animals, the artificial intelligent, soon to be put into sex dolls and walking around the streets, you don't even fucking know, Android, Siri listening, Google Play, this is what the fuck is this guy talking about? What's up, stimulus check ballers, unemployment scammers, what the deal do? What up, though? Everybody got that money, little petty ass $1,400. Motherfuckers blowing that shit on every goddamn thing. I'm seeing all kind of people out. Car lots empty. They, all the 2005s gone. Do your thing. That's what the fuck the money is there for. Hope some of you motherfuckers paid some of them bills off. Had a whole line of motherfuckers in Detroit. I seen at the Somerset buying all the Chick-fil-A's. Chick-fil-A is off the hook everywhere. So I'm down here in Florida, and this, you know, this is where Chick-fil-A is at, and it's off the hook all the time. Look like a club. Like the parking lot look like it's a club all the time. So I don't know what the fuck they got in their chicken sandwiches and chicken bites and all that shit. Crack. Some heroin in it. So what's popping off in y'all world? My world's been, life is good. Down here in Florida, you know, people who grow up in places like this don't understand what this weather is like. You know what I mean? I guess they get partly, when you constantly around it every day, I think you get desensitized to it, and it doesn't matter anymore to you. I mean, I got, you know, these people been born and raised here, and they just like, eh. And I'm amazed at it because I grew up in Detroit, where you got all four seasons, sometimes in one day. You know what I mean? Like, you got winter will come and it'll shut your shit down. Like, you know? And plus, to deal with, and plus, I'm in the area of Florida. I'm not like down in Miami where the street life is like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm in an area where, like I said, I haven't even heard gunshots, like, ever yet. I don't even think these motherfuckers bust a gun on New Year's. So, crime, I probably can leave my door unlocked, kind of, I think, you know what I mean, and be all right, but, you know, it's still America, and it's still crime everywhere, but it's a big difference, man, to have to be constantly watching your back and having you got to be sharp all the time. You know what I mean? I'm still sharp. I haven't been here long enough to where I'm kind of lacking in that area, but I doubt if I ever would, because I was raised like a pit bull terrier, you know, off 7 Mile area, you know, and I don't think I never lose that in me. It's in me regardless of you put me out on a farm, you know, where I'm at right now. Chilling, you know, I'm out to pasture. But people seem to, they don't understand, like, this weather, this shit here, fucking, it's a fucking mosquito or something, fly or something in this bitch. Yeah, the mosquitoes are hooked down here too, man. I buy bipolar podcast, you know, they everywhere and they out early. They ain't gotta be docked. They motherfuckers be out here. Like, it's just the constant thing going on. Got that motherfucker. Some type of little fly thing. Yeah. What the fuck was I talking about, y'all? Oh, yeah. People taking for granted the areas that they, the hot weather areas and the, just the beautiful weather and the access to clear waters and, you know, walk through trails with trees and animals and, you know, alligators and snakes and shit. You know, I guess you get tired of it once you've been here a while, you know. I guess, I mean, if, you know, we got some family members that moved out of Florida to Colorado, and, you know, they now they dealing with the snow and all that, and they love it. Like, it's nothing to say. Hey, shit. You know, they in their element. So, I guess to each his own. Stimulus check ballers, what all y'all out here buying, man? Tell me, you know, message me. Let me know what you got going on out there. You getting a new whip, you know. Hopefully you're not a new 2000. You know, hopefully you're putting that money down on something that's at least a 2014. You know, we gotta stop buying all these lemons, and you buy each year, you're buying a new goddamn car with your tax money or your whatever money you get coming in. I seen the guys, I was in Walmart getting some stuff, motherfuckers getting them TVs and shit. Like, how many times you need a TV every, you do you really need a new TV every year? Do you? You know, I had to get a new TV last year because the one I had, it broke during travel when I moved down here. I don't know how, but the screen got cracked. But anyway, I would still have that TV. 65-inch. You know, I still had that one. I mean, like, how many times you got to buy a new TV? I don't know. You know, maybe it's different people at different times buying TVs. That's why they keep making them, you know what I'm saying? And keep selling them every year. But how many times? Then there's some cheap-ass TVs and shit, like, no wonder you're going to need another TV, because it's going with the fucking tube going out on that motherfucker. Or they only have tubes no more. I'm thinking of fatbacks. Your young punks don't know nothing about the fatback TV. The big boy. Remember that big fatback flat screen when they first came out with that big motherfucker? That bitch was big as a dresser, a China cabinet. Crazy. So let me get into some few things in my world that I've been, my news and things that caught my attention this past week. So I don't know if you follow sports. Some of you do, some of you don't. I haven't been keeping up with it. It's been kind of boring, you know. I don't know, man. You know, March Madness is popping off. I just did a bracket, but I just did it off, you know, I'm picking Michigan to go all the way. So, you know, I'm a homer. So, whatever. I just fucking made a bracket just because I ain't been following shit. I ain't gambled on it or nothing. So, Deshaun Watson, Houston quarterback. I guess ever since since he won to lead Houston, conspiracy theory part of me is coming out. So they are now all of a sudden, he has he got 12 total cases of alleging inappropriate contact and sexual assault. All of a sudden. You know what I mean? All of a sudden, this motherfucker got bitches coming out of woodworks now. Makes you want to say that. Like, all of a sudden, you want to rock the boat. You want to demand a bottle of some shit, huh? Okay. Let's put this plan in action that we've been having in the back cut. Plan ruin a nigga life. Grab that card. I mean, if he did it, what an idiot. And if he didn't, what an idiot. Because you rocked the boat. I understand you don't want to, whatever going on in Houston, you don't want no parts of it. They not helping you out. All this other shit. I haven't played sports. I mean, I played a little bit, not professionally, high school or collegiate. No shit like that. But I can get the competitiveness. But you getting paid, bro. You still get out there and ball. You still getting that check. I mean, you might, shit, they might not be putting the pieces around you. Might not be asking you, Max, asking for your input. I think that's what mainly it's about. He not being a part of the trades and who the people they want in come in there. They probably don't want it to. Hey, you don't have to be. Just because other places do that don't mean that they going to do that for you. People think what's good for the goose is good for the gander. It might not be. So you mad. You make a big rush. I want the fuck out of here. Blah, 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 blah. And they like, yep. Issue. What is it? Project 66. You know what I mean? Like, let's go to work. Let's go to work on this cat. And what kills me, though, is all the media coverage that is getting. And this is going to be the last thing I say about it because I think it's some fucking bullshit. But who were y'all remember that guy a couple weeks ago, a few weeks ago? Chad Wheeler. Who forced his fingertips down his girlfriend's throat before strangling her unconscious, beat the shit out of her. Yeah, remember that? How many? What about all that? They have fucking Ray Rice video playing back to back like that motherfucker was a top 40 hit. Like that motherfucker was Taylor Swift just dropped one of her new songs. That shit was playing on rotation. Deshaun Watson. I'm going up in where the fuck was I going? I went up in AT&T and shit, and on the TV, ESPN, it's Deshaun Watson. I'm like, okay, this is how they gonna do it. But when it was the white boy beating the shit out of his girlfriend, and I think she was foreign, black or something, beat the shit out the bitch. Forced finger down the throat, told the bitch, whatever, I don't give a fuck, privilege. That shit got 2 minutes of airplay and it was off. Where are all, and this is, you know what I'm saying, this is what we need to, all these black people that's in the anchor chair, why are y'all not shutting this Deshaun Watson shit down? I know you're people over y'all head. Y'all got to talk about it. But every time, y'all need to bring up Chad Wheeler. Every time. Let's bring some Chad Wheeler up in here. Bring some of that footage. Bring that shit back up. What the ever happened? Do we know? Do y'all know? I don't fucking know. I knew I should have looked it up and seen. But I sure will. And I'll tell y'all next time we talk what's going on. Because it's some bullshit. Yeah, America, once again, America shows you its true stripes. You know what I'm saying? Leopard can't use his spots, can't lose his spots, or tiger can't change their stripes. You know, you can't change what's in your DNA. Scientists, they think they probably can. They're going to try to do it, but you can't change racism. That's America built. That's built. It's part of the foundation. Freedom, racism is one of the two pillars. You know what I'm saying? It's one of the pillars is racism. That's holding up this country. Freedom, racism. You can't, you tear it down, the America falls. Simple. So a fucking guy, man, fucking idiot, guy in Miami, riding on his bike. Probably do it every morning. Riding, getting some exercise, getting some air. Down in Miami, probably checking out some chicks, jogging and shit. And comes to a drawbridge. If you know what a drawbridge is, it's ones that can go up. You know, they let boats and shit go past and then they can drop back down. Boom. This guy, you see it in movies, people jump in the drawbridge when it's trying to go up. This is, let me say this again. You see this in movies. Not reality. Guy on a bike, probably not even one of those fucking Tour de France bikes. This nigga probably on a Huffy mountain bike or some fucking stupid shit. Probably wasn't even a Schwinn. Try to jump the drawbridge, dies. I don't know where it was at, where it was at its peak, or was it like just starting to go and you got that like a little gap where you can be like pop and drop and jump it. But this stupid motherfucker tried to and dies. Fred Medina, 58 years old too. Like, you ain't a young motherfucker either. Y'all know, I know that I can't say shit about people getting older because I just turned 40 last year and I thought I'd be like, oh, like, but I feel just as good as I felt when I was younger. You know what I mean? Like, it's age is disguising. Like when you hear old people say you're old as you feel, and they be 60, you be wondering why these 60, 70, 80 year old motherfuckers is out. And you be like, oh, bitch, you're 70, 80 years old. What you still doing out here driving and shit like that? Because they still can. Like, I feel like physically and mentally, I'm at the best point in my life. Like, I'm probably just getting into my prime almost, which is kind of crazy to say, but I think I am. Like, you know, I'm feeling peak. I'm feeling like I'm rolling at peak performance. I'm getting into the peak performance. I still got some things that I'm struggling with, but like working out consistently. But I think that's all coming as I get, you know, as I do it more, make it more a part of my routine. But your 58 year old ass better not be trying to jump on no goddamn spree and jumping fucking bridges like you fucking Fast and the Furious or you fucking Evel Knievel and shit, jumping six goddamn school buses and shit. Motherfuckers out here thinking they pulling jackass moves. No, you will die. Like the thousand ways to die, that TV show. And he was like, don't try this shit or you will die. Like, yeah, don't be a dumbass. So speaking of the stimulus money, I mean, a lot of people, I mean, I say it's just $1,400. Like, it's some bullshit, you know what I'm saying? Because it's some people who checks come every, you know, I know people who probably make this shit in 2 seconds, but, and it's people who make more than this on their weekly checks. But to some people, this is the most money they be getting at a time. Like, they won't see $1,400 at one whop, you know? They probably can't even save up to $1,400. And this guy in Indianapolis, I don't know if y'all heard of this, but I don't know if y'all seen it on the news, but this sick motherfucker kills everybody. He kills three adults and a child. Shoots his baby mama. So, okay, here we go. Let me break y'all down. So this motherfucker comes over, stimulus checks popping. He say, bitch, I want half of that shit. She like, nigga, nah, you a deadbeat, basically. Like, you don't deserve this money. You don't even take care of your kid. Blah, 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 blah. So she had, I think, some of his cousins and shit over there, brother. And he snapped. Y'all probably know how the conversation went. Bitch, I'll fuck you up. Give me some of that money. He a bum ass nigga. Probably is going to try to do what all the bum motherfuckers try to do. Take your tax money and try to flip it every fucking year. You know what I mean? Don't end up being shit. Don't end up doing shit. But just blowing the money, you know, do good for about a month. By summer, nigga back broke. Because if you can't manage $10, you won't be able to manage $10 million. And that's the truth. So this nigga kills everybody. even a 7-year-old. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you, dude? Like, you gonna kill a baby too? Like, it just everybody got to go? Over stimulus money? Where yours at? You probably owe child support. That's why you fucking around probably couldn't get it. You probably didn't file taxes. Because even everybody was supposed to get this third one. Even the people who owe child support. So where the fuck is yours, nigga? What, you out here just not doing shit? You ain't even scamming on unemployment, which everybody else is doing? Like, what you doing? You know? As y'all know, I'm out here in the elements and no studio. You know, I'm out here in the world doing my podcast. So sometimes if people be coming around, I got to look and see what's going on. It's the Detroit in me. You feel me? You feel me? So, yeah, Stimulus Bob in Indianapolis, cold killer. The stimulus massacre, man. Mad because he couldn't get no money. Now he about to be three hots in a cot. Commissary. Now he about to be Commissary Bob. 23-hour lockdown. 23, one out. Motherfucker tell you when to eat, sleep, and shit. When to go to bed. What you can have. Nah, that's his life. Hope it was worth it. Australia is going through some shit. As you know, Australia is the land of everything that's going to kill your ass. Spiders, wallabies, kangaroos, Arnold Schwarzenegger size. Yeah. The sun. So they've been through droughts, fire, COVID-19. Now they got to worry about a shit gang of rats and mice. I'm talking about in the hundreds of thousands. An area in Australia, Queensbridge, or wherever the fuck. They got so many fucking rats right now. That it's like the fucking plague of them. It looked like the fucking Jesus plague when he brought all them goddamn frogs and shit on the fucking land. Locusts and shit. That kind of shit. But it's rats every fucking world. Motherfucker told me, well, they didn't tell me, sorry, duh, I ain't talked to nobody from Australia probably about a while. Zoom call, but I read that there's so many of them that they running out of rat traps that people wake up in the morning and say it stinks so bad because they dying by the hundreds and thousands. And some lady said she had to remove 400 to 500 of them, and she can't find them because they keep dying and all this other shit. A grocery store down there say they got to throw away barrels and barrels of fucking food. Like, they got to hide it. Now they got to put it in thick ass plastic. They say they chewing through the Coca-Cola bottles, everything. They don't give a fuck. Rats everywhere. Lady show, you can look at a YouTube video of a lady got some in her vents. All you see is eyes. Like, what? I would be like, what? My lady would be like, shit, we'd have to move. It'd be that simple. It wouldn't be nothing else said. We will have to move. We have to fly the fuck out of that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Gone. It's crazy. Just think about that shit. If you go into your bathroom, they say it was so many, it's like they be at nighttime and they say they look out in the streets and it's just the ground is just moving. There's so many of these motherfuckers, man. Like, what the fuck? Australia? What the fuck is going on? Sharon Osbourne, this, the wife of Ozzy, This rock, this racist bitch is out of control. She got all kind of racial slurs going on. So CBS is scared of this bitch so much that they got to pay this hoe to keep quiet. They're going to have to pay this bitch chunks of choy to keep quiet. Chunks of choy. That's an old word back in the city. Choy meaning money. Chunks mean a bunch of that shit. Yeah. Sharon Osbourne. She called one of her co-hosts, the China looking bitch, Wonton. Hey, yo, Wonton. I mean, is she joking with it? Because, you know, I joke racially. I think we all do. I think we all got friends that we can write. You know, that's, if you got friends that's different races, you kind of kick racist jokes. You know, told the chick from Roseanne. Y'all know who that chick is. The chick from Roseanne. She a dyke, I guess. Called her a pussy licker and shit like that. I don't know if she, you know, Sharon Osbourne, she foreign. When she, ain't she England or some shit? You know, like they talk like that. They don't give a flying fuck. All this shit came up because Piers Morgan said he don't believe a word that fucking the princess bitch is saying that had that interview with Oprah and shit. And Sharon Osbourne agreed. Like, man, she said, like, man, I don't believe this bitch. She lying, you know. And they went after her. And Sharon Osbourne, like, I'm not the one to go after. I tell everything. And they like, up. Bitch, no, you won't. Take this chunk of choy. Take this money. I wish a motherfucker paid me for some shit. I don't know what I'm gonna tell. Shit. Kick it out. Matter of fact, give me some money right now. I'm going on air with it. I'll give you 2 weeks deadline. You know where the fuck y'all is. Or just going live. Make that money out. PayPal it. Cash App your boy. Anyway, I'm going to let y'all motherfuckers get the fuck out of here. Another week down. Another day we woke up. Don't take the shit for granted because you probably wouldn't have woke up. Yeah, it's easy for you not to. Because life is a motherfucker. And it comes quick. And it goes. So you got to live. You got to do what you got to do. I got another new sponsor coming up. Next week, I'm going to have it set it up. So, yeah. So you can get up on it. New sponsor coming next week for you men . Peace.